Greetings, brothers and sisters, saints and friends. Welcome to another episode of Esther 414, Hadassah Speaks. I am your host, Hadassah, called into the kingdom or coming to the kingdom for such a time as this. The opening song is Jesus is Real by John P. Key. It's another what I like to call a golden oldie. So I want to get right into the reason that I am on here this morning before I head off to work. But I've been meaning to do an episode about William Murphy, Bishop William Murphy, and I put that in quotation marks, the bishop part, and his New Year's Eve service. So you probably heard by now, or maybe you haven't, about the blasphemous, profane New Year's Eve service that William Murphy did down at the Dream Center. So he is the pastor of the Dream Center in Atlanta. And on New Year's Eve, in case you didn't hear, he played secular music. He had a DJ come in and they did secular music at the altar. A song called Walk It Out and another song with Swag and Surf or something along that line. But it's secular music, and had all of the people that were in attendance, many of them running down to the altar doing club dances in the house of God at the altar. And it was so irreverent. And it made me think about the message that the Lord gave me months ago when he sent me to check out the mega churches. And one of the things that he told me is that there was irreverence. The people were irreverent. They weren't reverenced in the house of God. They weren't reverenced in him. And this is a prime example. What took place on that New Year's Eve service is a prime example of not reverencing God. You know, I don't know how anyone that's a bishop with that title, the bishop, the overseer, can go and put it in his mind that it's okay to have secular music that's talking about drinking and all these other things that are ungodly, and then bring that club dance, two club dances, to the house of God, not giving God any glory, not lifting him up, not giving him thanks for making it even through another year, none of that, but a full-blown club service in the house of God. And on top of that, when people begin to criticize the bishop for allowing such a profane thing to take place in a sacred space, instead of him looking, taking a look and say, you know, maybe I made a mistake. I was trying to do something good, trying to draw the young people in or, you know, engage the culture. Instead, I blasphemed and I profaned the house of God. He doubles down, unapologetic at all, and comes back with a response that's so arrogant and so proud that it's unbelievable. So it leads me to believe that perhaps this thing is done on purpose. Perhaps this man is not at all who he claims to be. But before I get into, you know, my conclusion on that, I just want to share his response. His response, because a lot of preachers are coming out and calling him a false prophet, a false teacher, and they are coming for him. And I was one of those, or I am one of those, because it vexed my spirit and it made me angry. It was like righteous indignation rose up in me that this man had looked like 500, 600 people in there, 500 or 600 souls that you could have been lifting up the Lord and talking about the Lord and what he's done for us and our need to repent. And you in here got these people swag surfing and walking it out, as if there's no gospel music or Christian music that you could have played at that time. So I'm going to just play his response, because quite a few ministers came out and spoke out against him, and I'm one of those. But here's his, what I consider a very arrogant response.
Saying stupid stuff, and yes, I said stupid because it's stupid. 150 people got saved. What? How many people got saved at your church Sunday night? Let's start there. This shuts the conversation down, y'all. Don't argue with nobody. Just ask them, how many people got saved at your church Sunday? No. Not the people who were mad at their last pastor because he held them accountable and they left mad. And then they came to join your church because their season shifted. No, I'm not talking about those folks. I'm talking about folks who weren't in church, who felt something supernatural in your church and decided to partner. If you can't out soul win me, shut your mouth. Okay? There you go. All right. So,
if you can't out soul win me, then shut your mouth. How many people got saved in your church? Now, I highly doubt if anybody got saved in a church where they're playing secular music uncut, not even really the clean version, in the house of God. At what point would they have gotten saved? At what point? What would have drawn them to salvation? He didn't lift up the name of Jesus Christ. So what would have drawn them? Which part? What were they connecting to? See, I did a message a couple of years ago about ministers of Satan transforming themselves into angels of light. And I'm going to repost that on here after I upload this one. Later, I will upload that for you to listen to. Because I've come to the conclusion that a lot of these people that we're calling bishops, they are intentionally leading God's people astray. And we can't continue for fear of being called judges, or we're judging people for fear of that. Sit back as true believers and allow these snakes in this pulpit and these devils to get into the pulpit and lead these people astray. These young minds, these young sheep, these babes in Christ who don't really understand, who don't really have enough knowledge to recognize error, to recognize blasphemy. They trust that this man, because he's a bishop, he has a high office, so they trust that what he's saying and what he's doing is okay. If the bishop is doing it, it must be okay. That is deception. He is deceiving the people. And I believe that it is an intentional. It is intentional. The Jamal Bryants and the Bishop Murphys, these men have been enlisted by Satan. They are tools of the enemy. Yes, I said it. They are tools of the enemy. It has to be intentional. One wants to grow weed to draw black men in. Another one wants people to walk it out and swag surf in the church at the holy sacred altar. You got people club dancing. If you get a chance, go pull it up. If you haven't already looked at it, it should vex your very spirit watching it. And I looked at William Murphy as it was happening. He had such a wicked glee. Let me repeat that. He had such a wicked glee that is ungodly. The Spirit of God is not dwelling on the inside of that man. Now, I'm not going to sit back here and bite my tongue, because the devil is out here busy. He is taking souls. This man said he got 150 souls. He won 150 souls for whose side? For whose side? The 150 people, what did they connect to? I'll tell you what they connected to. They connected to the Dream Center. They connected to William Murphy. Because if you go and listen to his altar call, he never once offered the people Jesus Christ. He asked the people, do you need a pastor? If you need a community, if you need a pastor, come down here to this altar. He never said, do you need Jesus Christ. So 150 souls were not saved. Maybe 150 people joined the Dream Center, got him as a leader, because he's certainly not a pastor. He's not a pastor. That's some goat. He's one of the goats. Because this man knows what he's doing. You don't make it to bishop status and not know what you're doing. If you think it's okay to swag and surf and walk it out at the altar in the house of the Lord, in the house of the Lord, and you a bishop? No. Either he's an ignorant bishop or he is working for the other side. And I'm going to go with the latter. Because during COVID, I watched this man do a drive-by communion. When churches were closed, people were doing drive-by communions. You could come by your church's parking lot, pick up the communion cup, and go on your merry way. The music that this man was playing during that time was Beyonce, a Beyonce song. These people are driving by to get their communion. Communion. And he's playing a Beyonce song. William Murphy is not on the Lord's side. William Murphy is not on the Lord's side. Anybody who has connected themselves with that ministry, you better get your purse. You better get your Bible. They probably don't even carry Bibles in there. And you better run as far as you can away from that man, because he is leading people astray. He is leading them along the wide path to destruction. He's not leading. He doesn't work for God. You may not have a discernment enough to see it, but when I look at him, I don't see God. I don't see God. There are people who are wolves in sheep's clothing. There are goats. There are tares. God himself spoke about these things. And we're not supposed to sit back and allow the goat and the wolves to come in and eat the sheep. As watchmen on the wall, it's not our job to sit back here and hold our tongue and pretend we don't see and let God deal with it. We got to speak up for those sheep that he's dragging to hell, that he's confusing, that don't know any better, who think that because he's bishop, he's got my best interest at heart, when we know he does not have their best interest at heart, because he doesn't work for God. He is a child of Satan. The Lord is not his father. He is of his father, the devil. So if he won some souls, he won them for his side. He did not win them for God's side. And I'm going to play for you. Even I want you to hear the altar call, and then you can judge for yourself whether he was inviting people into the kingdom of God or whether he was inviting them into the kingdom of darkness. So I'm going to play his altar call. So just take a listen and then let me know what you think.
People in this room who need a pastor, y'all play me something for this moment here. There are people in this room who need a church and covering, community.
Need a church.
Where are you? Where are you? If you're in this room and you know you don't, you're disconnected, just come to this altar. Just come. Just start walking this way. Just start walking this way.
You feel disconnected. And people are excited.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
Welcome home. Come on, if you're in this room and you don't have a church, you're in this room, you don't have a pastor, just walk to this altar.
If you don't have a church, if you don't have a pastor, walk to this altar.
These are life and death decisions that people are making, and I know you wouldn't dare walk out of the room.
So they are life and death decisions, and he's correct. This is a life and death decision.
You don't have to pray about this. You don't have to think about this. God has already dealt with your heart, and you already know this is your church.
This is your church.
You already know this is your church.
This is your church.
You already know this is your church. Just come. 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 You can ask questions later, but you know that the Spirit of God has been dealing with your heart. You know this is the place where God wants you to start over. Welcome home, sir. Welcome home. Will you do me a favor? Those of you in the online sanctuary, you need covering. You need community. Grab your phone. You're going to text 54244.
You need covering.
You're going to text this word, community. Our salvation. Thank you.
You need covering. You need community. So the salvation is in joining the church. The salvation is in getting him as your pastor. And as I watched the video, yes, lots of people are walking up. But that's not what they need. That's not what I need. That's not what you need. What you need is to repent and have Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. You need to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. You need to walk away from your sins. You need to repent. But how can he say that after spending the whole service with the devil up front at the altar, got them jamming and dancing in God's house? And then got this music playing in the background. This man is playing with God. And he's playing with those souls. And those souls are going to be on his hand. Those souls are going to be on his hands. This is the same William Murphy that when he first came out, beautiful worship songs. If you remember Praise Is What I Do from with Shekinah Glory, that's the same one. And I believe that back in those days, he was sincere. But once again, the devil goes for those who have influence in the kingdom. He seeks out those that are blessing the kingdom. He seeks them out. Then he offers them. He tempts them. He meets them where they're hungry. He gets them when they're hungry, when they're thirsty, when they got a hunger and a thirst. And people have a desire to be rich and to be famous. And you can hit them right there. And then they pull them away from God. And then they begin to not only pull them away, some, because of the influence, they begin to use to bring other people along. And I believe that this is what's happening. And as the watchman on the wall, as watchmen on the wall, we cannot allow Satan to do this to these young people. We have to make a noise. We cannot be silent. We have to talk about it and talk about it, confront it, rebuke it publicly, so that these children, these young souls, will begin to think, at least question. Because you heard the man say, don't ask questions later. No, they need to be asking questions now. Matter of fact, they should have walked out of there once that man started walking it out and swag surfing. There's something wrong when they're doing that. That should have been a red flag. Now, for me and for those that are seasoned in the word, that would have been a red flag. Because as soon as I saw it, it vexed my spirit. But not only mine, there are ministers all over who are going off about this with a righteous indignation. Because it's one thing to take your own self down that path. It's something else when you are just degrading the house of God. Now, it's his church. I won't even call it a church. It's his dream center. It's his. But because he's calling it a church, then that is the called out ones. We are the body of Christ. The church is the body of Christ. It makes the whole body look bad. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Because he has church attached to it, it makes all of us look bad. So we have to stand up and speak up and out. So for these false teachers in the year 2024, you better get ready. Because we, the true believers, are coming for you. And we are not going to let up. Not going to let up. William Murphy is a false teacher. And I believe an agent of Satan who has transformed himself into a minister of light. And like I said, I did a message about that before, and I'm going to go ahead and re-upload that in case you want to hear it. But I'll be back with a little bit more about judgment starting in the house of God. And that's all I have for you right now. Grace and peace.